Chapter 5, Motion, Forces, and Simple Machines, Section 3, Work in Simple Machines. As you read, what you'll learn how to define work, you'll learn to distinguish different types of simple machines, and you'll learn how to explain how machines make work easier. It's important because machines make doing work easier. Your review vocabulary word is the word radius. It's the distance from the center of a circle to its edge. And your new vocabulary words include work, simple machine, compound machine, mechanical advantage, pulley, lever, inclined plane. Page 144, work. Newton's laws explain how forces change the motion of an object. If you apply a force upward on the box in figure 15, it will move upward. Have you done any work on the box? When you think of work, you might think of doing household chores or even the homework you do every night. In science, the definition of work is more specific. Work is done when a force causes an object to move in the same direction as the force that is applied. Effort doesn't always equal work. If you push against a wall, do you do work? For work to be done, two things must occur. First, you must apply a force to an object. Second, the object must move in the same direction as the force you apply. If the wall doesn't move, no work is done. Picture yourself picking up and carrying the box in figure 15. You can feel your arms exerting a force upward as you lift the box. The box moves upward in the direction of your force, so you have done work. If you carry the box forward, you still can feel your arms applying an upward force on the box, but the box is moving forward. Because the direction of the motion is not the same as the direction of the force applied by your arms, no work is done by your arms. Calculating work, page 145. For work to be done, a force must be applied, and an object must move. The greater the force that is applied, the more work that is done. Which of these tasks would involve more work? Lifting a shoe from the floor to your waist, or lifting a pile of books the same distance? Even though the shoe and the books move the same distance, more work is done in lifting the books because it takes more force to lift the books. The work done can be calculated from the equation below, where work is measured in joules, J. The joule is named for James Prescott Joule, a 19th century British physicist who showed that work and energy are related. Lifting a baseball from the ground to your waist requires about 1 joule of work. And again, that equation is work in joules equals the force in newtons times the distance in meters. Therefore, W equals F times D. Page 146. What is a machine? How many machines have you used today? Why did you use them? A machine is a device that makes work easier. A can opener, like the one in figure 16, is a machine that changes a small force applied by your hand into a larger force that makes it easier to open the can. A simple machine is a machine that uses only one movement. A screwdriver is an example of a simple machine. It requires only one motion, turning. Simple machines include the pulley, lever, wheel and axle, inclined plane, wedge, and screw. A compound machine is a combination of simple machines. The can opener is a compound machine that combines several simple machines. Machines can make work easier in two ways. They can change the size of the force you apply, and they can also change the direction of the force. The reading check. How do machines make work easier? Mechanical advantage. Some machines are useful because they increase the force you apply. The number of times the applied force is increased by a machine is called the mechanical advantage of the machine. When you push on the handles of the can opener, the force you apply is called the input force, F, with a little I. The can opener changes your input force to the force that is exerted by the metal cutting blade on the can. The force exerted by a machine is called the output force, capital F, little o. The mechanical advantage is the ratio of the output force to the input force. Work in and work out. In a simple machine, the input force and the output force do work. For example, when you push on the handles of a can opener and the handles move, the input force does work. The output force at the blade of the can opener does work as the blade moves down and punctures the can. An ideal machine is a machine in which there is no friction. Then the work done by the input force is equal to the work done by the output force. In other words, for an ideal machine, the work you do on the machine, work in, is equal to the work done by the machine, work out. Increasing force, page 147. The simple machine can change a small input force into a larger output force. Recall that work equals force times distance. So if the work in is equal to the work out, then smaller input force must be applied over a larger distance than the larger output force. Think again about the can opener. The can opener increases the force you apply at the handle, so the distance you move the handle is large compared to the distance the blade of the can opener moves as it pierces the can. In all real machines, friction always occurs as one part moves past another. Friction causes some of the input work to be changed into heat, which can't be used to do work. So for a real machine, work out always will be less than work in. The pulley. To raise a window blind, you pull down on a cord. The blind uses a pulley to change the direction of the force. A pulley is an object like a wheel that has a groove with a rope or cable running through it. A pulley changes the direction of the input force. A rope thrown over a railing can be used as a pulley. A simple pulley, as the one shown in figure 17, changes only the direction and not the size of the force, so its mechanical advantage is one. It is possible to have a larger mechanical advantage if more than one pulley is used. The double pulley system shown in figure 17 has a mechanical advantage of two. Each supporting rope holds half of the weight, so the input force you need to supply to lift the weight is half as large as the single pulley. Page 148, the lever. Probably the first simple machine invented by humans was the lever. A lever is a rod or plank that pivots about a fixed point. The pivot point is called the fulcrum. Levers can increase a force or increase the distance over which a force is applied. There are three types or classes of levers. The three classes depend on the position of the input force, the output force, and the fulcrum. The three classes of levers are illustrated in figure 18. In a first-class lever, the fulcrum is located between the input force and the output force. Usually, a first-class lever is used to increase force, like a screwdriver used to open a can. If the output force is between the input force and the fulcrum, as in a wheelbarrow, the lever is a second-class lever. The output force always is greater than the input force for this type of lever. A hockey stick is a third-class lever. In a third-class lever, the input force is located between the output force and the fulcrum. The mechanical advantage of a third-class lever always is less than one. A third-class lever increases the distance over which the input force is applied. Page 149, the wheel and axle. Try turning a doorknob by holding the narrow base of the knob. It's much easier to turn the larger knob. A doorknob is an example of a wheel and axle. Look at figure 19. A wheel and axle is made of two round objects that are attached and rotate together about the same axis. The larger object is called the wheel, and the smaller object is the axle. The mechanical advantage of a wheel and axle can be calculated by dividing the radius of the wheel by the radius of the axle. So the reading check. How do the lever, pulley, and wheel and axle make work easier? The inclined plane. An inclined plane is a sloped surface, sometimes called a ramp. It allows you to lift a heavy load by using less force over a greater distance. Imagine having to lift a couch 1 meter off the ground onto a truck. If you use an inclined plane or ramp, as shown in figure 20, you would have to move the couch farther than if you lifted it straight up. Either way, the amount of work needed to move the couch would be the same. Because the couch moves a longer distance up the ramp, doing the same amount of work takes less force. The mechanical advantage of an inclined plane is the length of the inclined plane divided by its height. The longer the ramp is, the less force it takes to move the object. Ramps might have enabled the ancient Egyptians to build their pyramids. to move limestone blocks having a mass of more than 1,000 kilograms each, archaeologists hypothesized that the Egyptians built enormous ramps. Page 150, the wedge. When you take a bite out of an apple, you're using wedges. A wedge is a moving inclined plane with one or two sloping sides. Your front teeth are wedges. A wedge changes the direction of the input force. As you push your front teeth into the apple, the downward input force is changed by your teeth into a sideways force that pushes the skin of the apple apart. Knives and axes also are wedges that are used for cutting. Figure 21 shows that the teeth of meat eaters or carnivores are more wedge-shaped than the teeth of plant eaters or herbivores. The teeth of carnivores are used to cut and rip meat, whereas herbivores' teeth are used for grinding plant material. Scientists can determine what a fossilized animal ate when it is living by examining its teeth. The screw. A road going up a mountain usually wraps around the mountain. Such a road is less steep than a road straight up the side of the mountain, so it's easier to climb. However, you travel a greater distance to climb a mountain on the mountain road. The mountain road is similar to a screw. A screw is an inclined plane wrapped around a post. The inclined plane forms the screw threads. Just like a wedge, a screw also changes the direction of the force you apply. When you turn a screw, the input force is changed by the threads to an output force that pulls the screw into the material. Friction between the threads and the material holds the screw tightly in place. So the summary for section 3, work is done when an object moves in a direction of the applied force. Work can be calculated from the equation W equals F times D. Simple machines are devices that make work easier. The mechanical advantage is the number of times the input force is increased by a machine. A simple machine is a machine that does work with only one motion. And the six simple machines are the pulley, lever, wheel, and axle, inclined plane, wedge, and screw. That ends section 3, work in simple machines. And also ends chapter 5, motion forces and simple machines.